18 young plaintiffs gathered at the San Francisco Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals for a hearing to salvage their lawsuit against the EPA that claims the agency is failing to protect them from climate change. Matt Dos Santos is the co-executive director of Our Children Trust, which is leading the litigation Genesis v. EPA.
The truth is simple. Young people are demanding a future that works for their health, for their communities, and for generations who haven't had a seat at these tables.
At issue is the agency's formula, using certain cost-benefit analysis when determining how much climate pollution to allow. The plaintiffs argue this constitutes discrimination and violates their constitutional rights to equal protection and their fundamental right to life.
We all filed this lawsuit before we were 18, so I guess my question is just how broken does the system need to be that children feel the need to go and sue their federal government for the right to a livable planet?
That was Maya W., a sophomore at University of California, Berkeley, and co-plaintiff.
I was diagnosed with asthma after a really devastating wildfire season in 2019. My baby brother was diagnosed with leukemia at 8.5 months old, and I have two younger sisters, and I'm really worried as they're increasingly being exposed to climate pollution and what that might do to their bodies.
Last month, a federal court struck down the suit, and now they're appealing to the Ninth Circuit. Ariella L., a sophomore at UC Berkeley, is also a plaintiff who spoke outside the courthouse.
We are here to show the EPA that our lives, our health, and our futures are not for sale, and we're not going to let them take away our constitutional rights to life, to equal protection of the law, and we are going to keep fighting them until they recognize that and until we finally have the right to a livable planet.
Julia Olson, chief legal counsel of the suit, says children are different from adults and are affected differently. She is requesting the judges to hold back on a ruling and wait until evidence comes out by experts, such as pediatric and economic studies.
Mental health or physical health are all being harmed in ways that are profoundly worse than what adults are experiencing today. And they will live with it their whole lives. And that is discrimination. It is the very definition of discrimination to hurt children's bodies while giving more money to adults today.
I'm EA with Joan Walsh reporting for KPFA.